G'day, punters. We got a wet slop tomorrow at Randwick.
Yes. Terrible. Awful.
Up to 200 mils of rain forecast. Apparently, there's been a bit falling. Not sure where we land, but we're on a good four surface earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verging on a good three. So the rain can cop a bit of weather.
The rain can cop some weather.
The track can cop some weather too.
The track can cop some weather.
The thing will be if it gets rain during the meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the issue.
If we're not raining at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, we're all good.
Yeah,
we're currently rated, I think.
Touch wood.
As of this morning, or like midday, it was a soft 7, but they were going to go out and do a track inspection later this afternoon. So I'm interested to see where we land come 5 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, it will be. Hopefully the rain stops, rain go away, and we're good to go for day one of the championships because it is an epic day of racing.
It's a good day's racing. There's so many storylines to play out. I'm excited.
Doncaster, one of your favourite races.
Doncaster is my favourite race in Sydney. Yeah. It's just, in my opinion, it's just a cracking race.
Best punting race too, isn't it?
I love betting in handicaps.
Punter's dream.
Wait for age racing.
Yeah, it's overplayed. There's too much of it in Australia.
Yeah.
Look at the Melbourne Autumn for instance. I don't want to shit on Melbourne for the moment, but you look at their lead ups to like races like the All Star Mile and the Australian Cup. You've got CFO Futurity, Oz Cup, All Star Mile. They're all wait for age, so it's just the same few horses up against each other every week. Whereas you get to Sydney, the big feature, the Doncaster in the autumn, the Epsom in the spring, the Melbourne Cup, the Stradbroke, like that. Those handicaps are like, I just had to get it in there for him. But those big handicaps, that's what we love.
I agree. Like,
you don't get the same two horses taking turns winning them like you do with Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny.
Yeah,
yeah, well, that's right. In weight for age racing, you're supposed to get
the best horse winning.
Yeah. But we could run this race. Well, I don't think tomorrow. I don't think we could run the Doncaster 10 times and get 10 different winners because there's one that stands out at the top of the market. But
do you think he's that good?
Race. I think he's very good. But it is interesting. I will give you one interesting thing that
a fun fact.
The last 3 years.
Yep.
What have those three winners had in common? Cascadian. Cascadian.
All through the All-Star Mile.
And I think last year, or the year before, it was the trifecta. I think that was last year.
Oberon, did he come through?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And who ran third? Nugget? He did.
Nugget.
And the year before, I reckon it was too, because it was Mr. Brightside, I'm Thunderstruck. And I want to say like Count de Rupee, but he might not have...
Anyway, it's
the right form.
Quinella. Have we got anything out of the...
One. Attractable.
Attractable.
200-1. Yeah.
Wow.
Might be worth a ticket. I don't know. Like, he's not a 200-1 chance. No. And I know that was sort of an afterthought because
he got the wild card
into the race. Yep. And he sat on a red hot speed. But he can usually absorb...
Yeah,
yeah.
A fast pace.
That was probably his first time. What weight's he got? Melbourne way.
He's got 51.5 on his back. Yeah. But I was going to give, because I thought Munamek was going to
back up,
get
back
into
up.
The field.
Yep.
And I was going to give him a bolter's hope.
Yep.
Because he comes through that race, and I just don't think he was there last week. Just got out the back, and he actually, unlike him,
he's a very consistent horse. Like
he clocked his late sectionals were okay. The race wasn't run to suit. But if you want to go with the All Star Mile form of Mr. Brightside and Cascadian over the last few years, and running the trifecta and the Quinella the year before, as you said,
attractable. We won't be getting the Quinella this year or the trifecta, but the winner might do. The All Star Mile form, Melbourne. Victorian form, another Will. I know he won the Doncaster Prelude, but Benny, would you have thought when you tipped him at Sandown a couple of months ago as a $1.60
thing? First up, didn't he, Timmy?
First or second up?
I think it was first up.
Would you have, at that point in time, would you have thought this course could start favourite in a Doncaster?
No.
No.
Short answer, no.
You would have wanted
to. Always had a big opinion, always thought he was a group horse.
Yeah.
Probably not this quick. surprised me a little bit with how quick he's. I actually thought he was, you know, working through good fresh, going to be a nice 2,000 meter horse. But he's been quite brilliant, hasn't he, in his last couple of runs. He's surprised me how well he's done it.
I didn't expect him to be as well backed as he was last start.
Yes.
And that's a really good indication. So Tab made him the lay of the day. I know that you just think that they truckload the Tab lay of the day, whatever they make the Tab lay of the day. But, yeah, they made him the lay of the day, and I think they got him out to about 210. And from then on, they just had to lay him down to $1.70, and they crunched the totes.
Two
of the totes were $1.40.
Yeah, big go.
So, like, they just have him going to a massive number.
Yeah.
He sat outside the lead. Got to the furlong, she gave him a slap down the shoulder,
and he
put
up
three on him. So
he might be like pretty
special. I just don't think they've got to the bottom of him. Like, he can produce a massive rating tomorrow.
Is he favourite because of a lot of the all-in money on him, do you think? Do you think he's shorter than he should be because of that reason?
Well, I think he's short enough.
Yeah. But deserving favourite.
Deserving favourite. I think the bookies will want to lay him at some stage tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're keeping him safe currently.
Yeah.
But I think in the last 2 minutes of betting, he could get back to this price.
He's going to go in the ground too, isn't he? Like, he's...
Yeah.
He will.
He's very adapt to that.
And the draw, it makes the draw might be
okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine now.
Come for...
Well, there's not too many horses that are pre-post favourite, draw 20...
And firm.
And firm.
Yeah.
And you would think that Jamie Carr would have had the choice.
Guaranteed.
Southport Tycoon.
She's called him a freak a few times.
Yeah.
I'm sort of not annoyed at myself. I know you've got a nice ticket on him at I think 50s. I black booked him off that first up win or the second up win, and the comment that I've given him is looks a Group One horse, maybe a Caulfield Cup. And
good find that day, it's in, yeah.
Good find by you. Well spotted. How did you pick him? But the Group One might come a lot sooner than a few of us expected.
It might.
Two words, who's your on-top pick?
He is. He's my on-top pick from Southport Tycoon. I think it's
very good.
The Ma pair.
So the same for you?
Yeah, they're the same two I've got.
So you're Ma, I'm Walla Walla Walla.
What's your Walla Walla Walla?
Militarized Kovalika. And then the track was dependent on Lindemann. But I think Zugotcha can run a race. And the other... Ma, maybe I'll join the Ma bandwagon. I think Detonator Jack can run a big race.
Yeah, you did touch on it, yeah.
Yeah, he was good first up. He just he got to the front and peaked on his run, and Democracy Manifest was really good for back, picking him up. But, I've got a ticket on Militarize as well, so I think just he sets up really nicely. I think the weight, he gets I think it's a 4 or 5 kilo negative weight swing on Celestial Legend.
Four,
so he meets him much better at the weights.
Oh,
but
might be five.
The heavy track
brings him
is
right
the great equaliser there.
Yeah,
so I think he sets up nicely there. I think that George Ryder form is the best form.
Mm-hmm.
Because behind another wheel, he beat, what did he beat? Bandersnatch got beat a furlong in the George Ryder in his previous start. So I think that's the form. Question mark on her running 1600 meters, but I never knock them when they're up in trip and not tested. So she just seemingly keeps running the trips out.
Keeps raising the bar.
Who would have thought we'd get $19 about Think About It?
How sick would you be if you took $5 all in when the market
Sammy
came
probably
out?
Did.
His track record, yeah. Sammy's found a market that was $3.50.
He probably did.
Will he get through the ground?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindemann...
he's worth a little bet then, isn't he? Like, at that price...
I don't know.
He's not probably not going as good, is he?
He's not.
Or is he not a miler?
Maybe. Like, we'll see the best of him. Probably. Like, you could include him in your quaddy. I can't back him just because I just don't think he's been where he was.
Yeah, I agree.
Last
like you said,
when
he's
won
a quaddy,
Everest,
quaddy play, but no bet.
Put him in the quaddy.
Yeah.
The other one, as you said, Lindemann... He'd be close to on-top pick if it was a dry surface. But he's had two runs on heavy tracks. One of them was in the Doncaster last year.
I think, did you tip him on top that year off the Rose Hill Guineas win?
I tipped Nugget last year.
That's right,
50-1, he bloody...
Ran good.
ran very well.
Mm.
Yep. And your horse, Celestial Legend, I reckon he's a risk, you know, on the heavy track, but
he's
pretty good.
Yep.
He's that one, yet, like, he looks a star, but the wet track could bring him undone. But if he handles it, well, he's right there, isn't he? So, like, but you got to tread with caution with these heavy tracks.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. Do you want to talk about any of the other group ones? The TJ Smith Imperatrix chasing her 11th. I Wish I Win, looking to join the likes of Chautauqua, Black Caviar, Nature Strip as dual winners of the TJ. You've got Sunshine in Paris, who was really good in the Galaxy. Nice race. Few angles. Which way are you?
10-time Group 1 winner, we're getting $3.20 about.
Mm.
That's pretty good.
Best price you've got her for a while, isn't it?
Like, if she wins starts this.
To go in the new market, but yeah. Yeah.
Will they call her a champion if she wins this?
Yeah, I think you've got it.
Like, she's a champion.
Definitely. What price did she start in the new market?
I feel like we got a big price, but
$2.80.
Ah, okay.
$2.80.
So
but
I think they might have come for a bit late, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was a handicap. That was a great equaliser there. Yep. And this is weight for age, so... Like, you wouldn't expect to be getting that price about a 10-time Group 1 winner.
Yep. She gets through it, gets through the ground. Last time she faced I Wish I Win in New Zealand on a heavy track, she beat him. That was a long time ago. But
I think, I don't know. They're the best two horses in the race, obviously, but you can knock them both.
Yep.
All her forms in Victoria.
He's first up heavy track, 1,200 metres.
That's right. Last time she was in Sydney, she got beaten at Canterbury Stakes, and that race rated right down on her career stuff. She hasn't been on a heavy track for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then you say to him when he won this, it was his career peak, but he was third up that day. So, knocks on both of them. But I don't think they have to be at their best to win.
Okay. So I don't think it's a... Like, we've got those two really good sprinters. Outside of them, I don't think we've got... I don't think it's a vintage TJ field. Is that fair to say? Like, I know we've got... Private Eye Marzu, like, they're probably maybe a season or two past their best.
Yeah.
Sunshine in Paris, who I, like, big opinion of, like, she's the filly, like, the mare now on the up. Magic Time, a little bit the same, the Victorian mare.
No, you're probably right. It's, like, from a competitiveness point of view, it's, like, one of the best additions, I reckon. Like, just how even it is with them. Obviously, them two best horses, but, like you said, they've probably both got a couple of chinks in their armour.
I feel like usually you've got... Well, we probably do in the same, but a standout too, like right at the top of the market. Yeah. Usually, we've had Nature Strip and Eduardo the last.
Yeah, Giga Kick. I think last year was hard in it. Yeah,
I Wish I ended up winning it last year, but he would have started like $8 or $10, maybe shorter, $5 or $6.
Yeah, $5 or $6, $5.50.
Yeah, that'd be around right. Magic Time won on this day last year. She won the last race. As you said, Sunshine in Paris, she's the new kid on the block. She was good there in the Galaxy, really strong late. I think Bella Nipotina is the best value in the race.
Okay. Yeah.
She's going well enough. Mm-hmm. She won fourth up last prep. She beat Private Eye.
Yep.
And that was an outstanding win. That was that $3 million winner's race for the Everest.
The Giga Kick.
She looks sal on this ground too. That's what she's been looking for.
So has she had a... bottomless track since the Manicato when she blew him away?
No, that was the last time. The Manicato. That
and she was
peak.
Like, how good was she? That like she was a proper horse.
She really could explode. So, $10. She definitely goes in the quaddie for me.
Yep.
But I think Marzu, if he doesn't find his best here, then he's done. He's gone.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's buy him.
Do it.
Benny, the sires.
Yeah.
Storm Boy, can he bounce back?
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
I just think he'll get a better setup here. Not as much pressure. I think he was a forgive for mine in the slipper. Worst part, went back to the worst part of the track, stepped a bit slow. I know it wasn't like a traditional slipper where they went ballistic, but I thought he had excuses, and I think 1400's right up his alley.
BJ?
He had excuses. I held keen on him in the golden slipper.
Yeah.
He had excuses, but I reckon he also had his chance to win.
So
do I. If he was that much better than him, I think he would have won the race.
Yep. I thought Traffic Warden closed off just as well as him, if not better, in the final stages.
And Manal.
Yep.
Manal was huge.
Yep.
She was good too from that wide draw. I think like $2.60, I feel like they've rated him that golden slipper was a complete excuse.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was. Like, there's a question mark over him going as well as he was leading into that Magic Moon.
Is he a better horse with fresh air? Say if he gets outside lead, maybe. Leader.
Yep.
I think you might see a better horse. Like, it's the first time we've really seen him in behind horses as well. So maybe he learned a little bit from that day as well. I think he might be better just with a bit of fresh air, and he's got that big, nice action he can just roll through, you know? Like,
I reckon if you like him, you're going to get $3 plus.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think
hold off.
A little bit. Yeah.
I think she was like, there's word that Lady of Camelot might come out, but she didn't have every chance in that slipper.
No.
She was held up until the furlong. Coleman got a half length in front of her. I reckon Stormboy got in front of her as well.
Mm.
And then she got clear and she picked him up.
Yeah.
So no knock for me over 1,400 metres. Maybe the heavy track dulls her turn of foot, but she's just going to lob right behind the lead speed. And I think she's right in it if she's there. Manal was outstanding. But she did start $41 there, as did Traffic Warden.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like Giovanna, so you can give us a push for it in a minute. But I think Fearless is the best roughie in the race.
Yeah,
he's good. Clashed with Traffic Warden twice.
Yep.
Beat him home twice. Mm-hmm. Beat him home in the Blue Diamond. And now he's come back to Sydney. And they ran time there the other day at Newcastle, and there were big margins through them. He turns up here at the right time, and given the fact that Traffic Warden's a $7.50 chance and he's a $27 chance, I reckon he could be worth a ticket.
Lovely. I like Divana. Done deal, wet track, blinkers first time. Whoosh.
Voila.
61 Voila. Into exactly. 34 as well.
My money.
We wanted bigger for the UPC.
Yeah. We'll get to the derby. You've got a strategy tip in that, but we've got 5 minutes until a strategy bet coming up on our Friday afternoon. So let's get into the tips. Blake, we'll start with you. First horse in the race book on Saturday at Royal Randwick. Race one, horse one, Espionage. Why do you like him?
Yes. So I'll run through my tips really quickly. Espionage, very good first up behind Straight Charge, gap to third. Complete excuse, wide draw, last start. Gave him a rough bolter's chance in the Golden Slipper. He didn't get in. Been back to the trials. I think he's got a class edge on them. And I don't think there's any sort of real worry on the heavy surface. So I'm going to back him accordingly. Then race four, number one, Autumn Angel. I think she was going to start second favourite in the Vinery Stud Stakes last week, before they withdrew her because the stable didn't declare a floating injury that had happened, that had healed up. So she hasn't sort of missed any work or anything like that, but she's got a class edge on them. She beat Tropical Squall, subsequent Group 1 winner, over this trip in the spring. Last start, third in the race was Molly Knickers. That's Group 1 Flight Stakes form. So, like... when you look at the horses that come through that Kembla Grange Classic, she is absolutely different gravy. I know she's got to give them more weight. I know it's a heavy track, but I think she's too good, and I think she'll win. So race four, number one, Autumn Angel. Then we're going to race five, number one, Bandy's Boy. Injury cloud during the week, but no worries with that. Denny Williams hasn't been – like you see some – country trainers that are scared to run their horses once they've qualified.
Yeah.
He's given him the perfect lead-up run. He's won a Group 3, 7-day backup. He was back in trip there. Now he gets back to 1,400 metres.
Perfect setup.
On a heavy track.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have done any work this week anyway, even if he didn't have pull up a little bit lame. So as long as he's right tomorrow, which he's been given the tick off today, he's a mile too good for them. Last year, Sizzle Manizzle got up the fence, so I expect him to get clear galloping room and prove too good. And then in the derby, little push. I think there's a knock on Riff Rocket at the top of the market. 2,400 metres, heavy track. Little knock there, Zardozi. I don't think it's the same setup for her. Last spring was a fast race into that VRC Oaks, and this time really slow race. I don't think she... I think she needs to come on from that, which she can, but she's rated up to her best. And I think the one that can come on, comes through the right form race is Chow Wolf. And now I'm expecting a change of tactics to be ridden further forward. So puts himself in the race and he'll be there when the whips are cracking.
Beautiful. I like it. Benny, Caulfield, race one, number two. Talk to us about your three plays at Melbourne, and then you've got one two-year-old filly resuming in Adelaide.
Yep, spot on. So we'll rip through these ones at Caulfield. Race one, number two for Roche. I think it's a really nice horse. Love the way it won on debut. Was heavily supported in the markets. Look, there's three horses in this race that are quite even, I thought, and we're just getting the right price here for Roche. I think it's a progressive horse and it can win. We'll then go to race two, number nine, Tass. A mare in form, going really well. She'll roll forward and be very hard to run down at a nice each-way price. And then race four, number 11, Illative. She should be arguably unbeaten this preparation. I thought she was very good last start, running a good figure. Gets a soft draw here, no weight, very hard to beat. And then we'll shoot over to Morphettville. Race five, number one, Caravas. This filly was favourite for the Blue Diamond at one point after taking out the Ottawa Stakes at Flemington. Really nice filly, liked her jump out leading in here, and I think she'll be very hard to beat.
Beautiful. That leaves me with three plays in Queensland. We'll go to Rocky for the first one. Race two, number six, hanging around. I really liked his trials leading into his debut. Just got run off his legs a little bit, over 1,100, went to 1,300 at Mackay, straight to the front, controlled it, beat a subsequent winner. He's drawn wide here, but a forgiving start at the 1,300 metres at Rocky. It'll be jump lead win for hanging around. Then we'll come down to Eagle Farm. Race 6, number 10, Konoware. We're having a couple of units on him at double figures. He just should have bolted in last start. Had absolutely no luck at a vital stage. Gets to 1,200 metres. The horse that beat him, Hartoni, is half his price. And Konoware meets Hartoni 5 kilos better. So I think he'll turn the tables there. And the last one, race 9, number 4, Brookhaven. Forgive his first up run at the Gold Coast on the day where nothing really made any ground. The kickback was awful. And then he went to Eagle Farm, 1,400 metres last start. Heavily backed, bolted in, gets to the mile. Last time he was at 1,600, he ran fourth behind the Epsom winner, Radina, in a Gunsind Classic. And his career peak was this track and trip into Queensland Guineas. So I think he'll be too good in class 4 company, I think it is.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck.
Let's do 10 it. Words or less, what's your derby tip?
Zardozi.
That's good.
Yeah, I think Zardozi will win, but cap for us, sneaky.
Okay. Good luck, punters. Hopefully you've got plenty of winners.
Tuesday.